This is true culinary. This is what's behind the scenes. Cooking in the kitchen, that big money what we eat. Oh.
Best dishes, stories from the kitchen.
Kitchen long throwing cutters in broadcast form.
Who is hungry, ladies and gentlemen, and other genders as well? Welcome to episode 57 of the Rags of Dishes podcast. I'm your stupendous host, Max Messier-Richter, and with me is my loyal sidekick, Mr. Dan Cotter.
How okay, doing, both Dan? Of those things are debatable right there.
What, first, that you're loyal? What have you done to me?
Yeah, first of all, I ain't that loyal, especially to you. Second of all, stupendous? I mean, come on.
I mean, I've said it before. Name a better podcast.
I mean, yeah, the podcast is great. I just meant, like, you specifically.
Heard, yeah, I understand that. How you doing, Dan?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
You know, I just came back from the Covisha.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It was a tough week, you know, having to test positive right after we record an episode. Not fun.
Yeah, I dodged the bullet.
We have the homie Jeff Ponzio, the Ponz, Yafri, Sheffri.
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing, Jeff?
Doing great.
So Jeff works with me at Company B. And
that's what we're calling it now?
Yeah, Company B.
Yeah, it's Company B.
Love it.
Great name, I know. But yeah, it's been a fucking shitty week of just like recovering from the COVID. I'm not gonna lie, they had me in the first half.
Yeah, they did.
They did, but you know,
you came back strong.
Yeah, you can't stop a beast like this.
Oh my god, jeez!
I was on some Tom Brady shit, bro.
Word.
How you feeling now, though?
It's the only props I'll ever give Tom Brady ever. But so Jeff, what's up, man? How you doing?
Doing pretty good, man.
So, Jeff here has a lot of hot takes about food.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, I thought that would be a great segue to having him on the show. And I brought us a little prop here.
Yes, we have just what everybody wants in an audio-only podcast is a visual, physical prop that no one can see.
Oh, we're doing pours. Oh, okay.
You want to tell the people what you got there?
We're doing a little tasting. So, I mean, if anyone's ever heard, there's this drink known as Gatorade.
Yes.
Sports
beverage.
It has electrolytes.
Gotcha.
It's just got salt. Thank yeah.
You. I'll take that. Gotcha. And Jeff here likes the worst flavor of all fucking time. So
I do have something also, a prop as well, that's going to clear my name, but I'll let you do
Wait,
your...
you have a prop?
Yeah, but I'll let you do your prop first. So yeah. I'm going to steal your thunder right
we
here.
We got two props. Did you bring another flavor?
maybe, man. It's in my pocket right
that's
now.
That's crazy.
So Dan, this one's for you.
Okay, so tell people what flavor of Gatorade this is and tell the people what the controversy is.
Okay, so, you know, Gatorade, the OG lemon-lime flavor. Everyone knows it. Everyone's seen the commercials. Everyone's seen, you know, a coach get covered in it. It looks like pee. It does not taste like pee. It tastes good, especially when it's cold.
Yeah.
The OG flavors of Gatorade, of course, were lemon-lime, red.
Yeah, fruit punch.
There is.
and cool. Red. And good red. Yes, whole lot of red. Playboy Cardi. And cool blue. Mm-hmm. To this day, you know, there's a couple other flavors that I enjoy, but I still hold it to me that those are the three best flavors.
Okay.
Would you agree, D-Cup?
Not at all.
Not at all? Yep. Not even... All right, what are your bests?
Well, this flavor we have right here, the one in question, is a Gatorade from Gatorade's Frost line of sports beverages. I think we all know, what is it called?
Glacier Freeze.
So it's the light blue one, ladies and gentlemen. You guys know it. Gatorade Frost, the light blue one, Glacier Freeze. And I hate to break it to you, but this is definitely by far the best Gatorade flavor.
Yeah, dude, what? Oh, thank God there's people listening to this.
I'm going
to
take a little
sip, too.
That's good. This is, everybody knows the light blue Gatorade fucking smacks. And it's the reason why you don't find the dark blue anymore. Like that original dark blue, I feel like you can't even find it because this light blue one like blew it out of the goddamn water.
That is absolute cap. This was much harder to find than cool blue.
Dude,
this is sensational. I'm just going
to
say it
right now. Delicious.
I do have to say that I did just take a sip and it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, no, it's good.
It's like the sweat from a Yeti. It's great. I love it.
The sweat from a Yeti, my dude. Wow.
It's just, you know, it's that frost. So it's like supposed to be a melted glacier.
It's definitely more like the cum of a Yeti.
Oh wow.
It has a way more cum consistency to it.
It's not that thick.
Dog, you're not a real man until you drink your own cum, okay?
Either you're dealing with Yetis that have very, very thin semen,
I taste this as being a little goopy. I'm not gonna lie.
I will say though, there is a bit of the terroir of this. There's a little bit of saltiness to it, you know. So
yeah, it's the electrolytes.
But you really, it's more pronounced than this. Listen, this flavor.
I mean, I guess I'm the one with the hot take here that I think Glacial Freeze sucks. I mean, you guys both like it.
Okay, so actually, I'm here to clear my name of Glacial Freeze. While this was sensational, I actually have a bottle that I bought yesterday.
Oh my God.
And I will
say, He does have a bottle of
Cool Blue. That's Cool Blue, though.
So I just want to clear my name. I was wrong. Max has been right all these
weeks. So you like Cool Blue Gatorade?
Yes.
Are you, dude? We've had like long conversations.
I know.
About
I wanted
this.
To drag it out until we saw it. But I will say, this is not a bad flavor either. This is probably second.
I love the Glacier Freeze.
I'm not going to compare it because there's no way this is as cold as that. And
I'm telling you, this
temperature is everything.
The one thing that's everything, this could be warm. If you have the sports cap, it
Dude,
tastes better.
I know. The nipple?
Yeah. Absolutely.
No, it's called the nipple cap. And that is one thing about Gatorade. From a little kid to now, I'm buying the nipple bottle every fucking time.
Oh, 100%. And then the fact that you can squeeze it too, you can just hold it.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's great.
And like you can adjust the cap. So if you just want like a little bit at a time, you can do that.
Dude, do you guys know about the bullshit about electrolytes in Gatorade? Do you know how it's just salt?
I don't, but I was gonna bring up electrolytes.
So like electrolytes that you sweat out, like they're always like Gatorade replaces what you sweat out. And it's just fucking salt.
Yeah,
like what you
salt,
sweat
right?
what you sweat out is salt. And like yeah, your body like needs it. And so like but it's just funny that Gatorade acts like they got electrolytes, which is like some secret vitamin. And it's like, nah, fam, it's just salt.
So
like,
now I have a question.
You're just drinking like salt water with sugar.
I'm very glad you went this way because I got to give all the credit in the world out to Pedialyte.
Oh,
shout
word.
Out Pedialyte.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Real talk.
I would say a lot of my bounce back from COVID can be accredited to Pedialyte. So the second I felt sick, I didn't test positive. And then like I did and I was like, what should I do? And the first thing I did was I went to Walgreens and bought like a giant box of ice pops, like Pedialyte ice pops.
Damn.
Okay.
And my guy, in big, big words, electrolytes on that bitch.
Okay. Yep.
So salt. I had a, you think it's salt?
It's just salt, bro.
All right, here's what I'm going to say right now. Doing my research over here, I'm looking at this bottle of Gatorade, and it doesn't say electrolytes in the ingredients. It's just salt.
It says so, salt.
Yeah,
salt is the electrolyte.
Yeah, but like, so an electrolyte is not a real thing, correct?
I mean, I can't speak on it.
Unit of measure.
No, an electrolyte is like a type of thing.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's not like there's six
a
electrolytes.
Salt is an electrolyte. Like
that's a salt, brother.
Apparently.
Well, there's
shout like out, Ben, thing. For teaching me this.
There's like a thing where if you drink too much water, you can flush out all your electrolytes and you know you can get sick from that or something. I think
you're
just flushing out salt at
it's
that
the
point.
Salt, bro.
Yeah,
like you do need like salt in your body. So like it's not bullshit that Gatorade is giving you something you need when you're sweating. Like it's true. But the funny thing is like they act like electrolytes is like some fancy thing, but it's like, nah, you just need salt. They're like, your body loses precious electrolytes. They act like electrolytes are like antioxidants or something. They're like, antioxidants, you need those. Like, it's bad funny.
I mean, Mike Judge went pretty hard with that, so.
Real talk.
Right? Mike Judge made Idiocracy. I'm not bugging.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I forgot about that movie.
Idiocracy, when we worked at the establishment, was like a big deal as far as like quotes.
We quoted that movie so much.
Dude, yeah, like, oh my God.
That was a stacked cast, too. I think Beyonce was in there, too, right?
Beyonce?
I don't know. Maybe I'm tripping.
Beyonce and Idiocracy?
I thought there was like a pop star in that movie, if I'm not wrong. But I could be wrong.
A pop star?
You're thinking of Dax Shepard.
Yeah. They look similar, so.
Now I feel like there was someone, but I don't know who.
I mean,
there was a big pop star in that movie.
Maya Rudolph was the female lead. I feel like that might be who you're thinking
of. Like, he's probably talking about like a cameo.
True.
Maybe. It's been 10 years since I've seen this movie, though.
Dude, that's a movie that just gets better with age because you're just like, we're all getting mad.
Yeah, it gets more like sobering.
Yeah,
it's
not very enjoyable to
watch.
Yeah,
you're like, ugh, this is actually rough, you know? Like, I feel like I'm watching like the Val Kilmer documentary or some shit right now. This is tough to get through.
Oh, my God.
So, Sheffrey.
Yeah.
I mean, let's talk about some food and stuff, my dude.
All right, man.
We're here on the podcast.
Yeah. Where do you want me to start?
Jay Woo.
You went?
I did.
Yeah, he's Woo.
I think I might go back a little bit and start to...
sports marketing?
not go back to school, but go back to, a little before that to give you some context of how I got into this crazy...
You love this. You love context.
Yeah.
All right. So it's probably about 11th grade. And, you know, from then on, you know, I was like, I'll go to school for, I don't know, English or something. I wanted to be a teacher.
You'd be a good teacher, bro.
I feel like, I don't know, I'd be like, I would let people go off. Like,
people really would fuck, yeah, but people would fuck. They'd be like, yo, I fuck with Mr. Ponzio, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, everyone.
It's a sick name for a teacher, too.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, no. But yeah, I would, even today, though, you know, I still like, you know, teaching people, especially, like, you know, in kitchens and stuff with my last job, but I'll get to that in a bit. But yeah, that's what I started off as. I really wanted to be a teacher, and, you know, I had my whole kind of, like, sight set on that. At the same time, my first job in food was Dairy Queen. That was my first ever job. It was actually kind of sick.
Dairy Queen?
Yeah, yeah, DQ. The DQ, man.
What have
the
you met?
The Blizzard. No, I know. It took
me a second. Sorry, it's not a big... Damn. It's not like there's a Dairy Queen everywhere around
there
here.
There isn't. Yeah, you know, they hold the upside down and shit. Yeah, I was one of those people.
Okay. So you did the ice cream, or did you have to, like... they have, like, burgers and shit there?
So ours wasn't. We didn't have the food there, though. It was just a chill one.
No glizzies?
Nah, the glizzies are the grill and chill. We were just chill.
Oh.
So they didn't even give us the grill, bro. Let's fuck that.
No, that's lit.
That's kind of a weird business model where some of them are like just ice cream shops.
I got a question for you real quick.
Sure.
So you're from New Jersey.
Yeah.
I'm from New York.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah.
Tension.
It's crazy, right? So in New York... When you said Dairy Queen, this came to my mind. Have you ever heard of a place called Dairy Barn?
It's like the, I don't want to say the off-brand one, though. But
no, it's not even like close.
I never heard of this.
So, I doubt. There's probably still like a couple. But in New York, there was this weird-ass fucking chain called Dairy Barn where they would, the store would be built to look like a barn. Like, it looked like you were, like, going by a barn, you know? And it had, like, a fake little, like, silo. And basically, it was a drive-through for, like, milk products that you might need at home. Like, you could get milk there. You could get Ben & Jerry's there. You could get eggs there. It was almost like a convenience store for, like, random little shit. And you just drive up and get shit. But,
They got cheese there?
Yeah, definitely.
Damn,
yeah,
you could just pull up and get a Swiss?
Yeah, facts, yeah.
Get a Roquefort and dip real quick?
Yeah, exactly. And it's just, like, really... I just remember as a kid going and thinking, like, what the fuck are we doing here? And, Mom just needed a half gallon of milk real quick, you know?
That's wild. Yeah, and a drive-thru, too. That's...
Yeah, it was weird. That's pretty cool, though. Anyway, back to the DQ. Yeah. The chill one.
Yeah, so my best friend, Ryan, shout out to him. You know, he started working there, and... I was just like, fuck it, man. I'm going to work with you because I don't have a job right now. I'm 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I just like went and applied. And it was the weirdest thing ever. It was my first and only, it was like a group interview. And I sat with like six other kids. And
damn,
all of us
this
made
is like
it.
A whiz situation.
Yeah, it was kind of like Lord of the Flies type stuff. But honestly, five of us out of the six made it. They didn't hire this one person.
Damn.
So it was
they hired five at once.
On the spot, too. And then
shade on that one person.
Yeah,
on the spot?
Like, on the spot, they told us if we had it or not. Like, they pulled us aside and said, yeah, you're in or you're out. And, you know, just only five of us came back. And I was like,
yeah,
that was so
fucked up. What about
the
sixth kid? Was he just like...
Yeah.
Was he just like a mess?
They just dipped. Like, there's not much you can do after that. But.
Was there like a separate room that they're telling you in, or were they just like, psst, come here? It's like the corner of the room.
It was like straight up like in the back office, which is like no doors. So you
can
just hear everything.
If I didn't get that job and like found out that all of the other people got that job, I'd be like, y'all made five motherfucking mistakes right now. Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Oh my God.
You're like Draymond Green getting mad at everybody that didn't pick you. Take that to your fucking grave.
No, for real.
So how long did you work there?
I did that for about 2 years. And, you know, it was pretty cool, though, because, you know, I guess it's kind of like a pretty good entry-level food job. You know, you're going in there. Shit's easy to make. You know, you're putting ice cream in a cone or, you know, sprinkles on something.
Sure. You're basically just learning how to deal with people, like, in the service. Yeah. Like, how to, like, deal with fucking Karens and shit.
Yeah, and it was...
How was that?
It was a good mix of, like, you know... Everyone there coming in, so you know you learn how to you know deal with you know, customers and stuff like that. But yeah, there's definitely, I had my fair share of bad ones though, but for the most part, you know, we were all high school kids back there. Like, it was kind of crazy.
Going I feel there. Like when you have a job that young, you like have so little invested in it that you're just like, I don't give a fuck. I mean, you want bread.
I don't know, you want bread.
But I
thought it was cool. Like, when I first got a job, I was like 13, 14. And I thought it was like the coolest thing ever.
But like, did you take it as serious as like when you worked at the bistro?
I mean, kind of. That's how I became such a bloody savage, bro. Hey, like, I was just like going ham in the dish pit at like Arturo's, and they were like, "Damn, this little motherfucker is."
But like, you never fucked around ever.
Like, I mean, I don't want to say I never fucked around, but it's like, I definitely wasn't like, "Oh fuck, my parents made me get this job to like get me out of the house, and it sucks." I was like, I just got so much money. I worked like 24 hours this week.
I feel more like my first kitchen job, me and my two friends that were brothers got hired at the same time for a 3-man dish team. And we used to just like, dude, like, you know, the job itself, like, yeah, we got it done and shit. But like, we were fucking around. Like, we used to send like loaves of bread through the dishwasher and shit like that.
That's
like,
ridiculous. I definitely was never fucking
childish like fun. You know, no, what I'm
I don't think I was ever doing that kind of shit.
You never like threw clam cakes at like a stop sign?
No, dude, you're like a little fucking delinquent, bro.
You're telling me about
you that. Still are, bro. What, you're mischievous. You have mischievous tendencies.
Listen, I like excitement in my life. What can I say?
Yeah, but you like fucking with other people's lives to give yourself excitement.
I mean.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, we didn't mean to fight in front of you. It's okay.
Oh, no, no, you're okay. Like,
sorry.
My parents did all the time when we were kids, though. So,
you know? Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. We still love you.
Should I bring that up on the podcast?
I mean, you just did. So. Yeah.
We're about to get real deep here. We're gonna really handle this shit right now.
So you enjoyed DQ.
Yeah.
I feel like the Karens in Jersey just got to be a different breed.
It was different, especially when they pull up with, like, you know, five of their kids out of, like, you know, their big Ford truck and, you know,
their Escalade.
You know, straight up, like, just Mercedes
their
trucks.
Their Hummer H2.
It was, like, crazy, and they're just getting,
fuck
like,
those people.
The craziest things.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. If I could get a Hummer H2, I'd get it.
Kind of like the electric ones they're making now.
They're making electric Hummers? That sounds lit.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd ever drive a Hummer, though, but I don't know. It's
crazy how much the Hummer came and went.
Oh, dude, like, it came so hard.
It was, dude, it came so, oh, just fuck? All hey, over yo, the place, dude.
Pause.
Fucking came so hard, bro.
But, it really did, man.
Dude, it came and went very quickly. Like, it was everywhere.
It was honestly, the H3 came out and everyone was like, wait, why the fuck are we doing this? Well, no one bought the H3.
Because it was smaller, right? I'm pretty sure the H3 was the first one that they were like, here's a sensible size vehicle.
I think the H3 was supposed to be like more like the H1. Like, it was like,
no, the H1 is like a fucking Humvee.
Yeah, like, the OG one.
It's like a fucking military vehicle. And then the H2 was the one that they like smoothed the corners of, and it's like the one that like every rapper drove. And then the H3, they like made it the size of like a big Jeep. Like, it was like a smaller, gotcha, it was like gotcha. Definitely the yeah, smallest baseline. Hummer. But like, at that, you're actually absolutely right, because people would be like, why are we doing this? And buying a Hummer, it needs to be gigantic.
It was 9 miles to the gallon instead of 5.
Dude, shit was brutal. Like,
all right. Anyway.
You never see Hummers anymore. It's crazy.
So what happened after that?
Yeah. So while I was working there, I ended up meeting this one guy who he owned like this barbecue place in town. And I just, you know, he ended up being one of my best friends, but, you know, he just, shout out Jacob, but, yeah, he would just talk to anyone, and then we just ended up chatting one day, and, you know, he was telling me about his food. I went to his restaurant that was in our town.
How was the queue?
Dude, it was so good. It was crazy. It was at, like, chicken and waffles and stuff, and, you know, when you were, like, 16, 17 years old, it's like, you know, you can have that after school. It was nice. So, yeah. Then, you know, I started talking to him. He's like, yeah, man, cooking's kind of cool, and he's like, you should, you know, look into this shit more. So it kind of stuck with me. I'm like, yeah, you know, I kind of always liked this shit. You know, I watched like Food Network with my grandma growing up.
Do you like resent him now?
No, we're still boys. We actually just hung out last week.
Nice.
Jacob, okay. Yeah.
Is that when you started like working in the kitchen?
Kind of. So I guess DQ was kind of a kitchen job, but he didn't give me a job.
I just mean like work, like cooking hot food. Like,
I didn't get that job right away.
Like,
so my
sweaty
next,
meats, bro.
Yeah. Him and I just ended up like, you know, just being boys and stuff. And we were chatting and stuff. I would like hang out with him outside of like work hours and stuff. But yeah, after that, I took a job at this one place in town. I just stopped in. I can't really name the place, but
that's fine.
Yeah, but they're actually not open anymore, but I'll get to that in a minute.
Oh, bro, now so, you definitely can say it.
I'll refrain just in case.
Say it just so I can, like, bleep it out after.
Yeah, just so we know.
The what?
Well, I called it the little shithole. Whoa. So, yeah, all right, so that was my next thing. You know, I went in one day. I'm like, hey, you guys hiring? I just want, like, a food job. You know, this is my senior year of high school now, and I was like, yeah, I kind of want to, you know, do cooking for this, but yeah. Let me jump into it.
Grind a little bit.
Let me grind a little bit and learn before I really jump into this, you know, go to school for it. And, you know, that's a commitment, though, because, you know, Jay was not cheap.
At that point, were you, like, before or after this job, did you make the decision of, like, yo, I don't want to be a teacher. I want to cook food or I want to do whatever.
I think it was after the talk with my friend, honestly. Okay. That one talk, I was like.
Interesting. Wow.
You know what, though? Like, teaching is cool, but, you know, I'd rather do something that. At the time, you know, when you're young, you see all this stuff. It's like, oh, it's kind of cool. It's hands-on. You know, you're not in an office. It's something different every day. And then later on in life, you learn how, you know, soul-sucking this industry can be sometimes.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like,
I mean, there's not as many, like, mass shootings in kitchens. But.
Bro.
Oh, well. Too soon,
not to
bro.
Unpack some worms, but, I mean, honestly, that's a big, like.
It's true. If you want to be a teacher, you are risking getting shot.
Yeah. I mean, unless you want to move to Texas where you can just keep the gun on you, but.
Actually, on the way over here, I saw a truck that said Texas for gun reform, you know, so.
Good for them.
Props to them.
That was mad cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
There's probably a reason they're not in Texas, right?
Yeah, right. I was going to say they need to go back there to vote. Like,
yeah.
I could get on the whole thing about Greg Abbott right now, but.
Oh, shit. Take him down. Take him down.
I'm just going to sum it up. Yo, fuck Greg Abbott. Yo, he said it.
He fucking said it.
Yo, you heard him right now. Greg Abbott.
Better come correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've officially been called out, sir.
Yeah. I want all the smoke.
Dude. You and Beto.
oh my god.
But yeah, no, fuck Greg Abbott. Who is Jim Abbott? Jim Abbott was the pitcher that played with one arm.
I forget.
Yeah, no, that is. I was gonna say but fuck John Rocker too.
Yeah, no, hard agree, dude. Fuck that guy.
Yeah. Fuck Curt Schilling as well.
Are we just naming baseball players we don't like right now?
Yeah, straight up.
Okay. Fuck Chuck Knobloch.
Oh, my God.
Fuck Pedro Martinez.
You're just jealous. That's why you say that, because you're jealous of the GOAT.
Well, listen, no, I understand how great of a pitcher he was.
Do you talk about Jake Towns' friend Pedro Martinez? You don't fucking talk about him like that.
Okay, so you worked that little shithole. Why was it a little shithole?
All right, so this is the best way I can describe this place.
I kind of want to open a place called Little Shithole now.
Yeah, no.
It's kind of sick.
Like Scurvy Dog, if you rename that Little Shithole.
Scurvy Dog.
You try not to put cuss words in the name of your business. I feel like that helps.
No, that's kind of lit, though. Fuck yeah, man.
Like, I would go to a bar that was called Little Shithole. I'd be like, that's kind of ballsy. I'm going to go check that place
Maybe
out.
Maybe if it was like a bar that was only open at night that didn't let kids in.
I'm saying it would have to... You know, it couldn't be like a fine dining restaurant called Little Shithole.
It couldn't be like a successful business.
It could be like a hole in the wall place or something.
It could survive.
Yeah. Let's do it, bro.
Okay, so you're at Little Shitholes.
Yeah, so the best way I can describe this, it's run by a guy who worked on Wall Street during the mortgage crisis or whatever, 2010.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sounds like he knows how to run a restaurant.
He loses his job, which, you know, a lot of people did. You know, it was a rough time. But I guess years later, he decides, hey, I'm going to open a restaurant. The one thing that was, I guess the big thing about it was really gluten-free friendly, because I guess it was a big thing back then.
Nice.
For celiacs, they can go there, which I know a lot about now.
Like getting in on the ground floor of the gluten-free craze.
Jeff got a lot of gluten-free experience in his life.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Was he gluten-free, or was he just like, with that?
His niece or something was gluten-free.
Okay.
So it inspired
him to
open this.
My niece deserves to eat good food.
But they still had, like, bread and stuff. Don't get me fooled. But, you know, they had a separate fryer.
Yeah.
You know, the proper, you know, we had a different board.
They went hard with it.
Yeah. So
that's sick that they went far enough to have, like, a separate fryer and stuff.
That was probably the only thing they did right there, though. Because then you get to...
that's it.
Just everything else about it. It was completely mismanaged. It was just chaos in there. It was just...
Really?
Yeah. Just from everything.
Could you give me an example?
One example is, like, if this guy went somewhere and he liked something off their menu that he tried, for example, he went somewhere and got a salmon burger and liked it. Yeah. And they did it right there, though. You know, they got the salmon, they made their patties, whatever.
Got the fio dough.
The next day, this motherfucker's at, like, Pistachios. Restaurant Depot.
Yeah.
Buying frozen
salmon.
Salmon burgers. I'm like, my boy, this is not how you do it. So, you know, just any self-respecting, you know, place. Even if you don't make it at, you know, yourself.
Wait, like, he went to, like, Depot?
It was straight up Depot or Cisco Foods.
Okay.
It was, like,
to get frozen salmon patties.
Well, I mean, what was
That's so true that it's, like, yeah, you're right. That's not the way to go about that.
Yeah,
like,
no shade.
If you want to, like, it's definitely a thing that people try dishes other places and they're like, oh, that gives me an idea for something we could try at my restaurant. But, like, just being like, I like salmon burgers. Let me go get salmon burgers at the Depot. Yeah. Like,
no. I mean, look, there's no shade on using the Depot, you know, especially in today. You know, you got to get shit there. You know, it's whatever. But, you know, everything there was from the Depot. You can't just source it all from there.
Yeah, dude.
And, you know, the fact that it was just frozen, it's like my big thing with restaurants, especially going out, especially in today's economy, is like, the shit's got to be better than I can make it at home, or it's something I can't make at home.
I was going to say,
if I can make a frozen salmon burger at home,
oh my God,
I'll be so pissed. It's true.
I went to a Providence restaurant that I'm not going to name because it's the only bad experience I've ever had there. And the food, like, did not smack. And I was, like, pissed.
You got to name it now so we'll bleep it out.
Hell no.
You got to name it so I know it.
Which is usually, like, one of my go-tos. It's on my date. Yep. And, like, I haven't been there in a while, but, like, it's always good, dude.
Yeah.
Like, it's always good. And to be fair, I guess the drinks are all right, but, like, we ordered a bunch of shit, and, like none of it was good. And I was just like, dog, like, it's, like, a cheaper type of place to eat. Like, when I go out to eat, like, I'm like, all right, like go out to eat, not, like, go to fucking McDonald's, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, I want to spend money. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Like... It's gotta be good, dog.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, dude.
The service can suck. The food's gotta slap. Or like there's problems.
Yeah, nothing.
They're wearing problems because I was on a date. But like I was like, if I went here with my mom, I'd be bugging out.
No, for real.
So the only thing that could be for bugging out.
I wouldn't actually bug out. Yeah. But it was disappointing, man.
I mean, that sucks though. You go to a place and then you end up getting the bill, it's $100 and it's like, what the fuck did I get?
You know? I was like chilling with this girl all night and I was like, yo, this place slaps, like the food's mad good. And she was like, at the end of the meal, I was kind of like, when we got the car, it's like, to be honest, that was like the worst meal I've had there. And she was like, you know, it wasn't that bad. And I was like,
yeah,
it just wasn't that good, man. Like, I don't know.
Would you say it was mid?
You know, it's not very expensive, but if I got, like, a meal like that at North, I'd, like, text James and be like, yo, dog,
this is concerning.
What the fuck's good?
Damn.
R.I.P. Yeah,
do you think she would say that you were mid as a date?
Not as a date. Maybe as a person, though.
Yeah.
I think the date went pretty well, but.
Yeah. That's good, though, man.
Yeah.
But then she gets to know you, and she's like, damn, kid's kind of mid.
Yeah.
Yo.
Facts.
Nah. Oh, Max.
What? Yeah, now you're doing Max, totally.
It's okay. So what else happened at Little Shitties?
Yeah, so we just used mad frozen food. There was like a new menu item every week, so that freezer.
It's like, yo, this week we doing chicken patties, dog. Yeah,
we literally had one freezer, not even a walk-in. It was just like, you know, a stand-up one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just packed to the brim with just sweet potato fries and just a whole bunch of bullshit. And he used to buy these gluten-free chicken nuggets, but he would buy them in the box form. So you get like probably two servings out of a box. It was like straight up ones you could buy at Whole Foods. We just had like 20 of them there.
You
had
like kid cuisine set up pretty much, dude.
That sucks.
I will say this though. The nuggets do be banging though.
Those gluten-free nuggets.
I mean, I gotta like, have you ever had a bad nugget?
Yes, actually I have.
I mean,
speak on it.
Most nuggets are bad.
No, no way.
I mean, fried chicken's delicious.
Like, dog, if I brought in a, we should do this, like a tray of like 10 different chicken nuggets, you'd eat all 10 and be like, yeah, these all pretty much slap the same.
This is like Donald Trump inviting a sports team into the fucking White House and shit.
Yes, you all get one nugget, one burger.
The most luxurious cheeseburgers.
Fuck that guy, too.
You want to have a nugget taste test?
No, I'm just saying we could.
I mean, yeah, let's do it.
Like what, like a blind taste test, or you just want to?
I mean, they don't got to be blind. Just like,
it's like, dude,
you're assessing in the moment. I mean, I think the thing with nuggets is all about like getting your money's worth. Like, the Nuggets at Burger King might not be the best in the game, but you're getting 10 for a fucking dollar.
This guy's going off on Burger King nuggets, bro.
10 for a dollar. They can be the shittiest fucking nuggets of all time.
Bro, but they're so...
But then they are shitty. Like
rocks, though, man.
They're rocks.
They're dry as shit every time I get them. I'm sorry. No shade to BK.
But, no, I mean, you got a big some
shade,
battle.
Some shade.
Yeah, Jim Abbott and Burger King better not team up.
Oh, I will
not
say.
Jim Abbott.
Jim Abbott, bro. The one-armed wonder, dude. You fucking...
I'm so sorry, Mr. Jim Abbott.
He's definitely listening.
I have his rookie card.
He only listens through one headphone.
Fuck, that's routine. That's fucked up.
Yeah, so I guess to continue, I guess with this place, it really gave me a scope of, I guess, the entire restaurant field because I saw, you know, all sorts of people while I was there. Not going to name any names, obviously, but, you know, we had a...
Jared.
What?
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, there was one instance where we had like a dishwasher and homie just goes to the bathroom for 45 minutes. I'm like, something's not right there.
That's not good.
My boy's either
pooping.
He's shitting. He ain't pissing. Not for 45 minutes.
Oh,
and
man.
I remember just going up next to the door and just hearing like, just like a moaning or something, like groaning. And I just,
what? And then he literally was pooping though? I thought it was going to be like shooting up.
Nah, he was doing drugs.
My boy was on something. Yeah. I can't say what it was, but he was doing something in there.
Yeah, he was getting high.
Damn.
My boy was okay, though. He walked out after, like, an hour.
He was tweaking off the flock.
And he was our dishwasher, too, so, like, we just have dishes piled up, you know, back there. Yeah. And I was just like, I feel bad for this guy, because, like...
That sucks.
Yeah, man, that sucks.
That's rough.
You know, hey, at least he's high.
Bro, you know, it's just...
Is that a good thing?
I mean... There were definitely a lot of times at the establishment where I hung out outside for a little bit too long, and I came in, and McBurney was like, hey, man, you got a bunch of dishes to do. And I was like, yeah, well, that's what I'm here for.
You were probably not doing any hard drugs.
That is true. That is very true.
No, and I get it, like drug addiction is, you know, it's hard. But, you know,
it's just, no joke.
Shout out mental health.
Yeah, shout out. But, yeah, no, just seeing that at, you know, 17 years old, you know, it's like, damn, man, this is the field I'm going into. And, you know, it's not until later on I realize like how prevalent it actually is in the field. It's like, damn, man, that's crazy.
And when you're young, it's like it almost it's romantic. It seems cool. It's like, oh, like these people are also hardcore.
They
go through so much shit. And you're like, it's so cool how like they're all warriors and shit. And then later on, you're just like, oh, this is killing me.
Yeah.
I feel like when I was young like that. I mean, some things are fucking obvious, but I feel like a lot of things just like went over my head. Yeah. Like people being fucked up on drugs at work and me just like not noticing.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Or maybe noticing, but like not taking it as serious as I should have.
Yeah.
I mean, being a 17-year-old dishwasher, like what the fuck are you going to do? But like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Especially because like a 17-year-old max is like a 13-year-old normal person in terms of like level of maturity.
I would say like 14, but yeah, I'm definitely a late bloomer.
Yeah,
okay.
Nice way of putting it. So what made you leave Little Shitties?
So
Little Shitties, yeah. I like that even better.
So I was the fry cook there, you know, for the longest time. You know, just you know, just blasting out nuggets and you know fries and stuff. The weirdest thing they did with this place was he did this like normally. He would take the fries that we made, like we blanch every morning, and he would just throw like straight up raw onions in the fry basket with the blanched fries.
That sounds good, first of all. But you're telling me that this motherfucker served all frozen food, but the fries weren't frozen?
The fries were fresh. The beef burgers, those were fresh. The chicken was not frozen. I would say about everything else was frozen.
Okay, heard.
The fries we made, you know, I had to chop them.
That's just like, I feel like fries is like,
the one thing that you do get
you're
frozen.
Like, fuck, man, I don't want to cut fries. You know?
Honestly, they're better frozen, you know, because they can, you know, you get that crispy on
those
the outside.
Artificial ass fries.
I don't know if I can agree with that.
If you blanch them and then you freeze them after,
the goat fries are Nathan's, dog.
Nathan's are good. They're
no one's
cut.
Got better fries than Nathan's. No one ever will have better fries than Nathan's.
McDonald's fries out the fryer, though, man. With that salt.
Facts. They smack.
Yeah. Those crystals on your tongue. Oh, my
God.
Yes. Get those electrolytes all over the fucking fries. It's fucking great.
Yeah. Get that Diet Coke from the fountain, bro. That shit is so potent, man.
Yeah, I know. Oh, we talk about it like every time I see
what was
it.
That shit I said? Is that I dropped my phone in it and it started charging?
Some shit. I think shit. That was about the Sprite, but yeah.
Oh, it was the Sprite.
Sprite, yeah. It makes more sense with
Sprite. Sprite go crazy there, too.
What made you quit Little Shitties?
All right, so.
Or did you get fired?
Close. So it was, long story short, you know, I was fry cook for a while, and then he said, fuck it, you're going to move up to the sandwich station. This station was fucked, bro, because not only did the grill guy behind you not just, like, stagger the tickets, he would just fire everything as soon as it would come in.
Damn.
So you'd have, like, 15 tickets on the board. He's firing everything, and you got to be prepared to get all the shit, like, you know, have the burger, like, you know, patties ready.
Were you, like, the expo, too? Like, you were final person plating?
He was expo and grill, and then, yeah, I was plating. Okay. So it was a nightmare, man. That shit got hectic fast, and, you know, people waited a while, and, like, he's like, damn, you can't do this. I'm like, yeah, I want to step down. I really don't want to do this. I'm just like, yeah, I'll be a line cook.
You just couldn't handle it?
Dude, it was a lot. Yeah. I mean, at the time, at 17, you know, yeah.
Like, yeah, when you're little. Like,
was it, maybe like, now, were you, like, was it the type of position where, like, you just weren't responding fast enough, or, like, you were like, fuck, like, why is this station just so...
It's just fucked, dude.
Built like shit.
Like,
yeah,
it's built like shit, and it's... First of all, there should be two people on there.
That's usually the answer when a station is built like shit.
It's just fucked, dude. It's completely...
Yeah.
So okay. Anyways, I did that. I stepped down.
Pause.
Yeah, pause. Resume. And then I stepped down back to fry. And then, you know, one Saturday I came in 20 minutes early. I get there. And the one guy...
20 minutes early, my God.
Yeah, I got there early that day because I'm like, I know some fuckery is about to happen today for some reason. But it ended up someone that took the day off that day. Uh-huh. And he was notorious for this, the owner. He would forget that people would request off and he would approve it. And then they wouldn't show up for that Saturday. And then he would like lose his fucking mind. Man. He would say shit like, they better start looking for a new job.
Oh my God, that is such cap.
So the guy on the line who took my spot after I stepped down, you know, who did it before... He doesn't
took your spot on the sandwich station.
Yeah, he took it back. And pretty much takes that day off. The guy forgets about it. I go in 20 minutes early. There's no one on that station. The guy's been doing it himself on the grill. So I'm like, I got to fucking help. You know, this guy's drowning.
Yeah.
But the entire time, he's just also screwing me, too, because he's just firing everything. And, you know, he's not communicating either, too. He's like, oh, I fired this. He's just... throwing it on. I have to guess.
Firing, yeah.
So you, and then, you know, people are waiting 15, 20 minutes and, you know, a while. He comes back in later, you know, the boss or the owner comes back in after doing like an event.
So there was no like manager on duty to like, I don't know, assess the situation.
There were some front of house people that were essentially in charge, but like the kitchen was like free roam, man. It was chaos. There was one guy there that was cool with, shout out Chris. But, you know,
so you were just a G and you were like, fuck it.
I was just a fry cook, man. Yeah, okay. You know, 17, 18 years old or whatever. So I do that shift. You know, shit's fucked up, obviously. It's like 2 hours of getting slammed and just me trying to do my best. Yeah, and
just nonstop in the weeds.
He comes back in. He's like, oh, I'm getting a lot of emails. And I'm like, yeah, this morning was messed up. And then he just says something snarky to me like, have you started looking for a new job yet or something?
He said that?
Yeah, dude, he was a dick.
What?
That's fucked.
I'm like, yo, I'm 18 years old.
Just stepped up when like...
Yo, and then he comes back in and he just starts like, you know, just getting like... I could just tell he was just like...
Like what?
He's about to cry.
He was going to cry?
I don't know. He was like either angry, like tears were in his face.
He wasn't controlling his emotions well.
No, not at all. And there was a point too where there was an incident where he lashed out at pretty much the entire kitchen. And then... people,
I feel like that's better than lashing out at one person.
There was customers in the other room.
Oh, yeah.
They get up, and the lady's like, I'm telling everyone not to come to this fucking place.
Whoa.
You know, this is,
so how bad was the lash out?
It was bad. He's like, you all are getting paid. I haven't picked up a check since I started this place. And it's like, yo, this is your fault. You wanted to open this. This is not my problem. I'm here for a check, yes, but I'm doing work for you. So, like, you can't even put that on us. But, yo, so, like, after that, I'm just like, you know what? This guy doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah, fuck that.
I'm believing this. And me being my cordial self, you know, I go home, write a letter of resignation, just email it to him. And it's like, yeah, come in Tuesday for your last day. Did the shift normally. Dipped out of there. Then I went back to DQ.
After that.
So I was just there for the summer. I'm like, you know what? And I was already planning on going to JWU, but I decided, you know what? I'm just going to, you know, take a year, really figure out what the fuck I want to do, because that was just not a good experience. And
yeah,
I was like, do I really want to do this? And, you know, I went to a community college in town and, you know, I started taking some classes. I think at first I was like just liberal arts, like, you know, just gen ed, whatever, undecided. And then I decided to go into finance for a little bit. I did that for about, I guess, the rest of that semester. And then towards the end of the year, I guess that it was like December or something. I'm like, I don't know, man. I kind of want to leave this town because, you know, I've been here for a while and, you know, I think it's time for me to just, you know, go somewhere else. And I was like, you know what? I really still like cooking despite that shitty experience.
Yeah.
I ended up quitting DQ, by the way, in like August, September before I started school just because, like, I don't want to do both.
Yeah, I
want to learn that shit.
This is a summer job type place.
Yeah, and after doing like finance and like class and shit, I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing this shit for my life. Like, you know, this is, you know, terrible. So I ended up like just reapplying to school, JWU.
And that's where you met Ty Skim.
That's where I met Ty Skim. My boy Timmy D, shout out. Kev.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the boys.
We'll get Timmy on the spot soon.
We got everyone.
Oh, when we go to New York.
Everyone, yeah.
If we go to New York.
Yeah, so I end up applying to that school, got in and shit. I already kind of like planned to go there, I guess, the year before I decided to, you know, go to community college or whatever. But so everything was all pretty much set up. Get started up here. That summer before, though, I worked with my friend Jacob that I mentioned earlier.
At the barbecue place?
Yeah, so he was just reopening his new location. He just expanded because, you know, it was a hole in the wall. It was like 9 seats when it first opened. Yeah. So he's like, yeah, mm-hmm. I want to get more business. So he expands. And he needs more people. And this is, I guess, where my real first kitchen job started, where I'm working on the line and it's actually working. You know, it's functional. They're mm-hmm. doing the right job. Nothing's frozen. You know, they're getting the meat from a good supplier. You know, if you know D'Artagnan, it's all D'Artagnan meat. So it was really
D'Artagnan,
good.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, the best, yeah. Yo, D'Artagnan. But yeah.
Sorry, Max.
Oh, man, you got me. So, would you consider your JWU experience positive?
Overall? You know, I met some good people.
Would you tell someone to go to JWU?
I think I'm going to shout out James Mark. I'm going to piggyback off his response to this because I think it's a fairly good response. Go if you have the means to, but if you don't, get a restaurant job. See if it's really something you want to do, and if you still want to do it after that and you want to get the education, you know, and you can find a way to, you know, pay for it affordably. Don't go crazy into debt for it.
Yeah.
It's so true because like, you don't want to go into debt and then, like, get your first kitchen job after you get your degree and then realize it's just not for you.
No. Well, especially because you don't have to wash dishes.
Your first kitchen jobs are very, you know.
Shots fired at JWU, dude.
No, man, I would totally go to JWU if I just had, like, any extra money.
You
just
should,
like,
you know what you should do?
College.
You know what you should do? You should apply to work for JWU as a dishwasher because they obviously don't make their students do dishes.
No,
somebody's got to be doing those dishes.
I could totally go in there and be like a dishwasher / tutor where I'm like, yo, what are you doing over there? Come over here and help me clean. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
no, we had to do our dishes at JWU. That's
how many hours?
How many hours of dishes?
Yeah.
Wait, you mean plating or Max's cleaning dishes now?
How many hours of your education?
Through your 4 years at JWU, how many hours of dishes did you do?
All right, so if I had to do the math.
It doesn't have to be exact, you know?
How many hours? I'll break it down for the audience, but.
4 years.
4 years. Two of them actually were in labs, and maybe one semester in my fourth year. Everything else was just in classrooms. So mm-hmm. 2 years plus a semester, 6 hours a day, actual plating class or dishes. 2 hours a day.
Just washing.
I'm going to say maybe like 90 something hours.
Total.
Total.
That's
pretty. That's a lot,
not bad.
Bro.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah. So, you know.
I mean, your boy Timmy D said he did maybe like 20 hours. And I was just like, bro.
I mean, altogether, putting it together.
You're not going there. I don't know how to do dishes, bro.
I feel like a lot of. Nah, I'm just stupid. Anyway, continue.
Yeah, so. To go back a little bit, I worked with my friend Jacob in this barbecue place. And, you know, mm-hmm. it was just, so my first week there, I worked like probably 80, 90 hours or something. Because it was just, you know, it was busy. And I was a kid. I'm like, yo, I can do this.
Yeah.
I got my first check and it was almost a grant. You almost cried when I saw that.
Like,
when
fuck yeah.
I'm like, damn, do I need to go to school? But, you know, I still ended up deciding to go. But mm-hmm. seeing that was like, oh shit, you know, that's kind of nice.
That's some guap.
You know, my everything hurts right now. But yeah. I think I went out and bought an Xbox One for my brother. I think right after I got that. For
that's pretty loose.
Yeah.
You just flexed.
I was like, damn, yo. Yeah. Flexing on my little brother.
Like, I just worked 88 hours. Here's an Xbox, bitch.
I did this for you, my brother.
My brother in Christ.
My
blessing him.
I was blessing him with that. But yeah, so work at that barbecue place, you know, stealing the burnt ends from the smoker and shit, you know, causing mayhem there.
Sick.
It was pretty sick. And, you know, especially at that young age too, like, you know, he had beers too. So, you know, as a 19-year-old, you're like, you know, hell yeah, you know.
Let me get that beer, yo.
Yeah.
Yo, D-Got, you go to the booze store?
Yeah, do be like that.
Yeah, the Corona with the lime, yo. I just remember, like, flipping it upside down. That was the most refreshing thing at the end of the night. Yeah,
they do be hitting.
With the lime. You got to have the lime, though.
Of course.
Got to have
the lime. We'd piss without the lime.
I kind of like lemon better.
What?
What?
Yeah.
Exit this room right now, dude.
Pause.
What the
pause.
All right, yo. I'm out. It's been nice.
Corona with lemon?
Rags to Dishes episode 57.
And we're just finding out that you like Corona with lemon, dude.
I do. I kind of just like everything with lemon. I like lemons more than limes.
I'm going to do a poll tomorrow when we're at Company B, and we're going to find out.
You're not there tomorrow.
I am.
Nah.
Yeah.
Yo, that's not lit.
You guys are working tomorrow?
Yeah. I won't be with you. I'll be at the other.
Nah, we ain't gonna go down to Company B.
Nah.
So
tell us about working at North, bro. I want to hear about that.
Did you go to North? Was that like your first?
This is like my first real restaurant job. So yeah. I did school for that. I went back in the summer that first year. Did the barbecue restaurant for another summer. And then after that, I was like, yeah, I kind of want to go back to school. And, you know, I went back for my second year.
You was loving that Prov life. So.
Yeah, Prov is cool. You know, yeah. Coming from, you know, central New Jersey, you know, there's a lot of stuff you can do up here that you can't back at home. And just, I don't know, overall, just, you know, very more friendly, accepting vibe over here. I like it.
But, yeah, Rhode Island's lit. Jersey sucks, yeah. Straight up.
Jersey will always be home, but yeah.
You know, I mean, sorry. I kind of fuck with Jersey.
Sorry, Joe Budden.
North. I did, you know, my second year of school, and part of that process of your school is doing an internship, and I had to pick something in town.
Do you have to do an internship?
I don't know if you have to anymore. And back then, you could have swapped it for something else, but I was like, no, I want to get real world experience.
Like, yeah, that's definitely the way to go.
Yeah.
So I end up going there. I probably applied to like 30 places all over town. All said and done. And I was probably about a week before my applications were due. I stopped at North Bakery first and I dropped off a resume and I said, hey, I'm looking for an internship. You know, if you could pass this along to the right person. They said, oh, we're not really looking right now. And I said, I passed by North. And I was like, you know what? I was with Timmy with it.
For a free internship?
Well.
Or you were getting paid?
It was mostly free. But pretty much like.
How are you saying no?
Well, there's a rules with the.
Sure.
The school and shit. So pretty much like I'll break it down a little bit, but pretty much North was the last place I decided to go because I eaten there before. You know, I had there. If you've been there before, like back in the day, they had like
the OG almost, North, so like where Big King is.
Almost boneless fried chicken, the one that was the most pain in the ass thing to make, but you know, it was the thing that sold me to that place. I was like, this place is you know, this is valid. Mm-hmm. You know, even the whole menu, like, you know, we went there for like my friend's birthday that year, and I was with Timmy in the car. And we're driving by, and I'm like, yo, should I just drop our application off there? I'm like, there's no way they're going to, you know, take me in. He's like,
even though.
He's just like, yeah, fuck it.
But this is after you already dropped one at
Bakery. Bakery. Yeah. Okay. So it's literally like right down the street. I'm like, fuck it, man. I'm going to try it.
Yeah.
Put it in. And I think I emailed him later. I get an email back surprisingly. Like, hey, do you want to do a stage? I'm like, oh, shit. I'm surprised I even got a response at all.
Sure.
And this is like a week before, like, I had to find a place. Otherwise, I had to, like, you know. Figure something else out or go back to home. So I'm like, this is kind of my saving grace. I'm like, nice. So I do a stage there.
Jesus.
Good, my boy. That COVID.
I'd be sneezing.
That's just wrong.
Long COVID. No. But so I end up going to them and, you know, doing a stage there. And I think I did it after class one day. And I go in there and I had like my glasses on and shit. And I wore my whole chef coat. Like from school.
Wait,
and shit.
You wear glasses?
Yeah, sometimes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'll wear them one day. Don't worry. But like, I got the contacts in right now. But
okay.
I had my glasses on and like the full chef coat because I'm like, I can't go in there with a normal shirt because like, you know, they said wear a clean shirt and pants. I'm like, ah, who does that? We have these coats in school for a reason, right?
Yo.
So I go in there with the full suit on. Everyone else is in normal clothes with aprons. I look like the biggest.
I feel like that happens kind of often.
Yeah,
though.
They understood too.
Yeah,
you know. So the first thing they had me do was like pick some herbs and just some small stuff. But you know, it was really nice just to like look around and, you know, just soak in everything that's going on. And after that, you know, they sat me down at the bar and, you know, they fed me, you know, just pretty much like a small version of like the whole menu. Mm-hmm. You know, I got so full after that.
Dude, that's sick.
Yeah. That's nuts.
That's awesome. Sick.
I couldn't even finish all of it. I think they let me take like, I think it was like the Don Don noodles I got to take home.
And this is after yeah. all you've done. Oh, this is after
the stash. Okay, so I did like 8 hours there. Okay. And they're like, try the menu out. At least, we can feed you.
That's lit.
And I was like, shit, man, I really hope I get this. Because if they don't accept me, like, I'm fucked. I have to go home and, you know, figure some shit out.
Yeah.
Luckily, like 3 days later, I remember I was in Tim's living room. And I get an email that says, hey, we're going to take you on. And, dude, I remember just jumping up. I was like, yo, Tim, I can't believe I got this fucking job. That's and it's all because wild. Of you saying, yo, go in there.
Just fucking go for it.
Yeah. So I start there in March of 2017.
How old were you?
I was 21.
Okay.
So, yeah, I was fresh out. So I was pretty much done with school at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least my 2-year degree, the culinary arts one. All I had to do was this internship.
Wait, a culinary arts degree is a 2-year degree?
It's 2-year. And if you want to, I did the 4. But you can do like in culinary arts alone, they have like food service management. Gotcha, I did the management one.
Yeah.
So I finished up my 2 years besides this internship. I go in there and, you know, I did that for 3 months, I think, until May. I think the end of May, like the last week I had to do there. And it was at least 37 hours. It was unpaid, but the school did give like a stipend. Okay, so if you did halfway through, you got like, I didn't care either because, you know, I'm getting experience and, like, I'm living in a dorm. I'm not paying rent, you know.
Especially at a place like North, you're, like, starting pretty high up on the totem pole.
Dude, yeah.
Yeah, you're learning some serious shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was like, this is real cooking. Like, you know, this is not fucking around, you know.
So did you get to see him get beat up?
I was not there for that incident.
Shout out to James. I'm sorry, but that was a great story.
I only heard about it in the kitchen, though, but...
And you only worked at the OG location, or did you also work when it moved?
I was part of the move. So I'll get to that. So, yeah, so I did the internship there for 3 months. And my last day of the internship, actually, no, a little before that, I was kind of the chef de cuisine there, Andrew. You know him, right? So, him and I were working together one day, and pretty much I just kind of hinted at him, like, you know, man, I'm not really trying to go back to New Jersey for the summer. And, you know, I want to start looking for a job around here. And, you know, he mentioned some places around. I said, I was kind of thinking, you know, do you have a spot here or something? And, you know, he said, like, I don't know, man, you know, and stuff like that. And then a couple weeks later, James pulls me aside, you know, like a week before my internship's about done. He's like, I want to offer you a full-time job here. And I was like, yo.
That's
like, dope. I was like, I couldn't believe it. But yeah, no, it was really cool to hear that. And I ended up finishing up my internship there, and the last day of, I guess, my internship, he came in with, like, a box, and inside, he got me, like, this, you know, chef knife.
Dude, he's like, that's fucking dope. Yeah,
no, dude, what a guy.
What a fucking guy.
He really taught me
that's like that heartwarming-ass kitchen camaraderie bullshit.
I still got it today. I still use it today, man.
Yeah, that's
lit. James is such a real one, dude.
He really is. And, you know, he taught me a lot of, like, you know, valuable stuff there. Like, not anywhere else have I learned how to break down, like, a whole lamb. I only did it, like, one time, but, you know, just even doing that.
I couldn't do that.
It was hard, you know. I did it kind of, you know.
I can rip that skin off a salmon, though.
Yeah, so you can skin inside a salmon, dude. Yeah. Fucking good grass.
That might be, like, one of the most fun prep projects to do.
The one thing I will say, fish. That job, if anything, though, you know, they teach you attention to detail. Like, you know, you need to be... You know,
on your shit, yeah.
Like, your scallions can't be, you know, like, looking like Lincoln logs, like, you know, stuck together. They got to be, you know, fine. Like,
they can't be, like, a fourth of an inch thick.
Yeah, no, they can't be no crazy ones. So, you know, you had to fill up, like, you know, fish subs of that. That was really what I was, you know, doing for the most part, herbs and stuff. And then, you know, I did squid, you know, breaking that down, you know, taking out all the, you know, the funky funk inside and cutting it up. But, yeah, no, it was, you know, you learned a lot about local ingredients, like, you know, stuff you got at Point Judith. And all this, like, you know, cool stuff you get to work with. And
that's so dope.
It was great. And then, yeah, you know, I was really surprised they even took on, like, you know, just this 21-year-old shithead out of, like, you know, culinary school. And, you know, the place I worked before was, like, a barbecue restaurant. I'm getting, you know, drinking at night. So, you know, it was, like, real experience.
Yeah.
And, you know, I definitely got my fair share of, like, you know, ass kickings there. And, you know, I deserve it looking back on it now. Like, you know, I was a shithead and young, but, you
know. What did they think of your humor?
They went along with it. I mean, I think for the most part, you know, people get like dry humor.
You kind of have to, so.
Yeah, I mean, I know I can be a little wild sometimes with the shit I say, but yeah, no, they got all, you know, we all got along pretty well. And, you know, they were very patient with me, I'll say. And just, you know, I was you know, there's times I didn't deserve to have that job. And, you know, for them to keep me on, you know, I appreciate that. And yeah. But towards the end, I guess it was like October. So at this point, when I was working there, you know, I already told my parents, like, look, I'm just going to get my 2-year degree and just start working because, you know, I'll get experience out in the world. And like, you know, do I really need to, you know, do all 4 years?
Well, and you're also like, you're like, yo, I'm working at this like pretty you're like legit already doing ass it. Restaurant. Yeah. Yeah.
No, for real. So I got to
get some. Nah, dude, take your sip. Take your time. We in this bitch. We almost had an hour.
Shit, mad refreshing. It's like some Fiji water right here.
That's some good shit.
I mean, it's filtered, but that's it.
Filtered nice though.
Yeah. So how long did you work there?
So I did an internship there for 3 months and then I probably worked there full time about 8 months. So I want to say
like a year.
Maybe a little less. No, maybe it was like 7 months. So all together 10 months. So
that's a gimme. That's a year.
Yeah. I'm gonna round down.
That's like the golf ball is like right there on the edge.
You know? It wasn't always full time too, you know, it was part of internship though, but you know, the real reason is like, you know, I decided not to go back to school at that point, but you know, towards September I'm like, you know what, man, I'm so fucking close to finishing this thing. And like, I moved all the way up here to, you know, go to the school and like, I might as well get it done while I'm young. Cause if I go back or if I want to go back later, like you're not going to want to do it. So I just like enrolled back in and it was like Thanksgiving time where it was like really picking up, you know, schoolwork and shit. You know, I enrolled in like, I think like 3 or 4 classes or something like that, which wasn't bad at the time, but you know, doing a 12-hour day at North and then, you know, you're going home at night and you got to do 5 hours of accounting homework and, you know, reading textbooks. It's like, dude, I want to die right now.
Yeah, bro. I mean, that's fucking nuts. That's a lot of time.
It was bad. You know, it was just, you know, it was that. And I just was really unhappy, man. I mean, I love the job. I love the people I did, but you know, it's hard work. You know, your 12 hours, you know, there was really no, you know, time to stop. You were out, you know, constantly doing something. You had to prep for like 4 hours and then, you know, you got dinner service and, you know, clean up at the end. Like, you know, people, they don't teach you this in school. Like, you know, a full day responsibility, you know.
They don't make you do those dishes, dude.
They don't?
They make you do the dishes at school. But when you got 20 students in a class to clean a kitchen, it takes like 20 minutes to clean up. You know, yeah, imagine if we had 20 people like, you know, company.
Well, this is why I'm saying that, you know, we should start calling ourselves officers.
I would, yeah, I appreciate that.
So I like thought of this like concept where we can change chef culture. It was a joke, but now it's like kind of legit. We're like, instead of calling each other chefs, we refer to each other as officers.
Yeah, it was like,
and
why?
Sergeant, I need to back up on a avocado on the line.
Yeah, that's
please.
A 10-4.
That's your due. That's your
well,
due.
Well, so, you know, we might get more respect. Our industry might get more respect.
Blue lives splatter, bro. Okay.
And think if the chef industry got the funding that the cops got, you know?
Oh my God.
I mean, none of y'all would be working. You wouldn't need
the food would be slapping, bro.
Bro, if we had the budget the police did, we could diamond encrust everything in that kitchen we got, bro. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, dude. It would be like
gold steaks, bro.
Yeah, we got the golden like Cuisinart like mixers and shit.
And you'd never have to get punishment anytime you did anything wrong. It would be so sick.
Yeah, just straight up gross negligence. Oh my God.
Dude, it would be so sick. You could just be so negligent and just be fine.
Oh my God.
You would never get fired. You just get transferred to a different restaurant. It would be sick.
Yeah.
Anyway, fuck the police.
Yeah.
Yeah, facts. Yeah, but, yeah, so, you know, I got to school, and, you know, now I'm doing fucking 4 or 5 hours of homework a day, and, you know, doing this job, too, and it just, you know, started taking its toll on me, and...
Damn.
I was like, I got to start doing something, you know, just, I got to finish school, and I'm going to take something, you know, just low-key, you know, just finish school and do all that, so... And I decided to like, try to become like a teaching assistant at school because, you know, it was something I, you know, liked and stuff. Mm-hmm. I applied and stuff and, you know, did the interview and stuff. And I think it was a couple days after where they were like, yeah, we can't take you on. And I was already like leaving North, you know, towards the end of January. So I was leaving this job with nothing, you know, to back it up on. But I'm like, you know what? I just did a lot.
You were in school, though.
I was in school, so I'm like, you know what? I'm not gonna.
That's
you know,
like, you know,
I'm not gonna fret.
That's an excuse.
Well, at the time, it was like, shit, I'm not gonna have anything. But I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna fret. I'm in school. You know.
Yeah.
I just did like 18-hour days where I'm just, constantly stressed out. I'm gonna, you know, just
totally.
You can totally take some time off after that.
Yeah. So I think it was until April where I started again. I don't know if I should use the name. I could probably just say need, right? You don't have to edit this out. I know, but.
What do we think? Well, yeah, start talking about it. I mean, I need donuts.
Yeah.
how gnarly is it going to I mean...
It doesn't get gnarly. I'll keep it PG.
Yeah, I mean, all if right. I need to bleep it out, if you want me to bleep it out after, you know, whatever.
Yeah, so I ended up, I left North. I did my little hiatus for a couple months, and then I ended up starting at this company, Need.
Mm-hmm.
We had the great Mark Hundley on here before. His wife, Weatherly Hundley, was there, and, you know, she kind of took me under her wing, you know. Mm-hmm. Taught me a lot about baking. Same with this other guy, Patrick, my roommate. You know, it was just a lot of bakers and stuff. It was something that was new, so it was really cool to learn that, you know, so dessert side.
You got hired at Need when they started?
It was the first location downtown. And then
Custom House. Right?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah. It was Custom House, yeah. And it was really small. And I think like 6 months after I started there, we moved to the, you know, one on the west side, bigger location.
Yeah.
That was a lot more room. It was more manageable.
You guys just started shredding out fucking donuts.
Yeah. And then, you know, it was fine, you know, it was a good job. And, you know, I made a lot of good friends there and, you know.
Did you enjoy the hours?
That's the one. I got to move closer to the mic, ladies and gentlemen.
I got it too.
Yeah, you do.
Did you enjoy like those? So I actually, funny story, I got hired at Need by Weatherly and then like, right before I was supposed to start, I had like a little like housing crisis. And I was like, hey, I'm not going to be able to work. So sorry.
Yeah. Wow. I remember seeing you on the schedule and then I DM'd you. I'm like, hey, you started on this day or something.
Yeah.
And then I was just left on scene. I was like, oh, and then the next day I didn't show up. I was like, oh,
I honestly, because I lived at the time, I lived like right down the street from that Need location. I was like, yo, I need some extra hours. I'll do that crazy ass night shift or whatever, and I'll just like, you know, skateboard there from my house or whatever.
That shit was 3 a.m. to 11 every day. So,
bro,
dude,
3 a.m. to 11 a.m.
So at first, when I first
started, a unique schedule right there. It's 3 to 11.
You're waking up at like 2:30.
You come original with that schedule, bro.
Yeah. I mean, you're waking up at 2:30, dude.
You gotta wake up at 2:30. You gotta like,
dude, it takes me more time to get ready.
Yeah, dude, I would wake up, blast the Jewel.
I'd be waking up at like 1:30. Blasting Jewel? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I would wake up, blast the Jewel, and then just...
Oh, the Jewel.
I thought you were saying you had Jewel bumping out of the speaker box, bro.
Nah.
Shout out to Jewel.
Jeff's an Adele guy, so...
Yeah, I love Adele. Shout out to Adele Atkins.
Yeah, shout out to Adele.
I love you.
She's great.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Oh, don't try it. No, don't. You can't hit those notes.
That's a beautiful one, though.
No one can hit those notes.
Adelaide can, bro.
Actually, a lot of people can hit those notes, but...
I could probably if I tried.
Yeah.
Get enough drinks in me. Yeah. No, but... Yeah, so I started there with Weatherly and Patrick and, you know, all these people. And, you know, we did the 3 a.m.s. She ended up leaving. And then Patrick left about a year later. And at this point, I was probably about... A little over 3 years in, 3.5 years in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I can't do this much
longer.
He was
next up, bro.
Maybe. But at that point, I was just like, man, I'm so over waking up this early. And, you know,
Did you just like sleep a lot during the day? Like,
honestly, I would come home sometimes and crash. Sometimes I'd get home and stay up and still couldn't sleep at night. It was just, you're just so anxious about waking up at that time or the fact that you might miss it. So you're just like, dude, you can't even get like a good quality night's sleep. Yeah. So I'm like, I'm over this, dude.
So you don't think that in your time there, your body like adjusted to like the point where you were like, yeah, I'm not like, I don't know. I'm at the point now where I get up pretty early and I'm like, I still set an alarm, but I'm also kind of like, I usually wake up before it, you know?
I'm getting to that point now. But with that job though, no, I didn't even, if I was smart, I would have like, you know, set a bedtime every night, 7:30, get my body used to it. I never did that shit. I would go to bed at like 10:30, 11.
We're just going to let it rip.
Just chilling with my boys online.
Damn.
Gaming, you know, playing Fortnite or something.
That's not sustainable.
Yeah. Tim and I, just straight up, smoking, whatever, just being degenerates. And and
chilling with Ty Skim.
Chilling with Ty Skim. Shout out Ty Skim at the new Richard Pryor.
Damn.
Yeah. But I ended up leaving that job after like, you know, 3.5 years. I'm like, I'm not waking up early anymore. And then that's what led me to Company B with you, Max.
Yeah, that's lit.
And we've come full circle.
Yeah.
Let's not talk about Company B, but...
Yeah.
Let's hear some of your, like, hot takes about food.
Hot takes about food?
Yeah.
What do you want to know?
Yeah, like what? I feel like you have some in mind, Max.
I don't know. I feel like we've talked about it before and you've had hot takes.
We've got some hot takes.
Well, the Gatorade was a big one, but now that I brought this Gatorade in and tasted it, it's not that bad.
Yeah, it's great. It's the best one.
It's That is definitely not true, but it's definitely not as bad as I had previously remembered it.
Yeah.
It's big of you to admit that, Max, because...
Dude, I always admit when I'm wrong. It's just rare, bro. It's just rare.
I don't know about that, but...
Just rare.
So stupid.
I will say... I like French fries and mayonnaise.
Wow.
I know
okay,
that's kind of like cliche.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yo,
bro.
Just mayonnaise, though. Hellman's, Duke's, doesn't matter.
Dude, that's a hot take. Oh, that's a good
that's
one.
That's good, man. It's good. The fries are nice and hot. The mayo's cold. Classic. Dude. Classic.
That's like the motto at your restaurant. The fries are hot and the mayo's cold, baby.
And then classic. Just three
what
times.
About, have you seen any good kitchen injuries?
Actually, at the one job I mentioned before, the little shithole. Actually, this is a pretty gnarly story I want to get into. So,
sick.
I had this one guy there. His name was Chris. Shout out.
Shout out.
He ended up getting let go because the guy ended up giving him... The owner didn't want to fire him, pretty much, and gave him a wrong ticket. And
what?
He pretty much... Long story short, the person ordered asked for a Caesar salad, no chicken, because they were vegetarian or something. He didn't tell the guy that. He puts the chicken on. They get it, and they come back, obviously, like, hey, we can't eat this. And then he just ends up firing him. That was his way to do it.
Whoa. Okay. So this fucking owner wanted to fire this dude, but he, like, didn't have a reason. So he purposely gave him a ticket incorrect.
Yeah.
And he made the ticket the way it said on the ticket, which was not correct.
Yeah. No, this guy.
And then he got fired for that?
Yeah, it was... This guy was like...
This is insane on so many levels. I'm going to break it down real quick for a second. So first of all, it's insane to be like an owner of a business and be so scared to like fire someone or something that you need to like cook up a reason to do so. Yeah. It's also insane to act like messing up one ticket once is like a fireable offense.
That you're the one messing up.
Like, yeah. What the fuck? You made this one table wrong. You're out of here. Like, I'd be like, wait, what the fuck?
Yeah. Okay, I got questions.
I've heard this.
Do you need a reason to fire someone?
New Jersey's work at will.
At will state, you don't.
At will, you don't have to. So,
about Rhode Island?
Rhode Island, I don't believe, is an at will state. I'm not sure.
We're the same, I think.
So you don't need a reason. You just be like, get the fuck out of here.
I mean, whatever reason that was, you know, the worst part about it, too, to really round out the whole experience, like, after I left in, I think it was May, by, you know, August, he was closing. And... I saw it on the line, and I'm just like, yeah, it was only a matter of time, honestly. I knew it was burning, you know. I'm not saying I told you so, but, you know, I saw that.
Hey.
After that lash out, I'm like, this guy, you know, does not deserve to be in business. And, you know, they ended up posting something on Facebook. I read it, you know, in passing, and I was like, all right, whatever. Long story short.
Was it a GoFundMe?
No, it wasn't a GoFundMe. But
hey, yo, save us, bro.
He's just like, hey, we're going to close this because, you know, rent here is too high was like the excuse or something. And they said, we're going to open up in another town. But I don't think they ended up ever reopening. But long story short, I run into like one of my old coworkers, like just randomly in a convenience store in New Jersey. He's like, what are you doing down
here? Wawa?
It was Wawa, actually.
Yeah.
The closest one to us growing up. It was like 45 minutes away. Now there's one like down the street.
It was the more homey Wawa.
Yeah, oh yeah. It was the classic Wawa. Classic.
Oh, dope.
So we're down there. I run into him. He's like, hey, I just want to let you know when he, you know, ended up closing the restaurant, he didn't tell us to our face. We ended up seeing the Facebook post before he said anything, and someone brought it up to him.
Bruh.
And yo, he just avoided the subject. He's like, I'm going to talk about it later.
That's
and then
nuts.
I don't think he ever ended up like saying anything. And
honestly, that poor guy, how insecure do you have to fucking be?
That is crazy.
Bro, that is nuts.
So where does the injury factor into all this?
Thank
you.
Going back to the story,
Because I haven't heard a kitchen injury yet.
I was talking about my, you know, the guy. Yeah, we could probably maybe bloop that name out later. But
throughout the whole pod?
Yeah, we'll get it.
Okay. Yeah, it's only that one part. But anyways, so one day I'm cutting carrots. I'll never forget this. I got like the big kitchen knife, the 10-inch one or whatever. I'm chopping this shit up. Yo, I go down to like slice the carrot. And it's so, like the knife is not sharp.
Oh,
and yo, it slips.
Honey.
Oh, my God.
Cuts the tip of my pinky off. Not to the bone, though. It was just like the really tip, but it was flat and it was bleeding.
I feel like everyone gets that shit cut.
Dude, that was a fruit gusher.
It's like a little.
Oof.
Like
it was bad. Yeah. I'm literally just holding it in the air, just trying to let not the blood, like, you know.
You said it was your pinky?
Dude, yeah, it was the pinky. And I remember that night, he comes over, the chef, and he has a thing of like.
The chef, not the owner.
Not the owner. Okay. The chef, I don't think he was in that night, but he comes over with like this, you know, those like fry basket cups that you get at the places, like the plaid on it.
Like a save the day?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, exactly. It's one of those filled with black pepper. He's like, dip your finger in this. I'm like, all right, dude, whatever. And I just dip my finger in it. Dude, that shit burns so bad.
Wait, bro, what?
Cracked black pepper just in this cut.
Why?
To stop the bleeding. And it did for a little bit. But, dude, I feel like there could have been a better way to do this. But that was just for that part.
He ends up
getting, like, the proper shit. Like, you know, isopropyl alcohol or whatever. Yeah. And, you know, all that shit, the peroxide. We bandage it up. I go home early that night, obviously, because I'm missing my pinky.
Yeah.
We throw out, like, all the carrots. I think we ended up throwing.
Did you start looking for another job?
Yeah, motherfucker. Man.
Dude, that's fucking trife.
Yeah, dude. No, the funniest thing with that, too, was, like, after he said, have you started looking for another job? He says, the coworker that called out that day that he approved of, he said, that guy better look for a new life. I'm like, okay, dude, calm down.
And then he lost his business.
Yo, what the fuck? I'm like, pause. Life. Calm down. But yeah, no, I cut my pinky off that night, and just remember we just did like this tourniquet job there. It was so jank, man. And I had my dad's car that day when I drove in, so it was stick shift. So I got to drive home with one hand up the entire time. I have to like shift like so awkwardly. I pretty much had to like drive and shift with one hand. It was like the most shitty experience. Just holding my hand up so it doesn't bleed out the car.
Did you go to the hospital?
It didn't bleed bad enough when I got home where it's like, I don't need to go to the hospital. Yeah, okay. I just bandaged the shit out of it, and I think I took an aspirin and went to bed.
Super glue.
After 3 days, it was like not hurting anymore, but it just sucked. And then when it finally healed, it was so flat, you could like put it on the table, and it just like sits flush with it. It was crazy. That cut was gnarly.
Max is getting queasy.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hit you with that, Mom.
I don't know why I get so fucking queasy, but I think because we're in the stew and I got my fucking headphones on that like I start to picture it and I'm just like, oh,
yeah,
oh.
I'm not good with blood either, man. So that night was rough. Even seeing my own blood, I was like, yo, this is gnarly.
This is mid.
My pinky's right there. This is mid.
Mid knuckle where I
it,
come
it, it is not bussing right now.
If you want me to roll into another kitchen injury story, I got another good one.
Let's hear it.
So this is at North. And, you know, we always get the fresh fish from, you know, I think it was Point Judith.
Mm-hmm.
Where he got it from, like, I don't want to misrepresent, but, you know, we got our fish fresh.
He got that dank fish, we know.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure it was scup. But it was one of them that had, like, the fins have, like, bones in them or something like that. So they were tough. And, you know, he got them, you know, pretty much fresh out the water.
Yeah.
You know, they have the scales on. They got the, you know, guts and everything. You got to gut and scale that. So one day I'm scaling. It's like right after, I think it's my first week there as a full-time employee. I'm scaling the shit out of this fish, like with the scaler. I'm just going up and down crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up taking my fist, like, you know, holding the thing. Dude, I drive that shit into a fish bone. And it just gets stuck in there. And I'm like, oh my God.
Just in your knuckle?
Yeah. Dude, it was gnarly.
How
and I remember,
deep?
Dude, this story gets crazy. Yo, so it's in there. I can't see it, or at least I don't think I can.
Oh, you can't even
see it.
Dude,
but I felt it, and I'm like, dude, this can't stay in here. But it's in, dude, every time I made a fist, it hurt. Like, it felt like it wanted to break out. It was, I felt like Wolverine or some shit, dude. Like,
yeah, because fish bones are mad.
But, like,
thing.
Reverse.
Yeah, reverse, though. It reverse just sucked. Wolverine. I'm like, I don't want this.
Dude, that's hurt. How long was it?
Bro, so that shit got stuck that night, and I remember Andrew.
You didn't get it out.
I didn't get it out that night. No, dude, it stayed for a while. So here's the story.
Oh my God!
You just had an extra bone up in your body.
I never heard this story from you,
bro.
Honestly,
I repressed it.
Yeah. In your body.
I repressed this memory though, but yeah, no, I got that shit in my hand, and I remember Andrew, you know, the chef de cuisine at the time.
Yeah.
You know, he pulls me aside. You know, I was done for work for that day.
You got to get that bone out of here.
I was getting out. He's like, come on, we're getting this thing out. Like, he hopped off the line. He's a G for this one. Gave me a shot of whiskey. He's like, calm down a little bit. And he's like, I'm going to try and dig this out. And, you know, he
like
tried.
Tweezers?
Yeah. We just had, like, some stuff. And he really tried his best to get it out. But, dude, it was so painful. Like, him just, like, trying to get it out. I'm like, dude, I can't do this right now.
Yeah.
So he just said, just go home, you know, see what you can do. So the next day, I set up an appointment for, like, you know, I didn't have a doctor up here. You know, I'm
still go to the urgent care.
I went to Eastside Urgent Care, And they're like, yeah, we can't do anything here for this, so let me refer you to, like, you know, a surgeon. So I had to go get surgery to get this shit out, dude. Because I went home that night. My God. This bone is in my, like, hand.
Yeah.
And I tried soaking it in hot water for, like, an hour, see if it would come out, like they said online. But, yo, this thing was in. And I ended up going the next day, getting x-rays done. And surely enough, the next day, I get it back. I don't know if I have it still. But, yo, you just see a little, like, just, like, it looks like a toenail almost just stuck in my, like, finger. And like, yeah, there's something in there that shouldn't be. And I looked up online, like, can I just leave it in? But they said, no, you can get like infected and shit. I'm like, yeah. I don't want to lose my hand over some bullshit. Like, you know, so I'm like, I'll get surgery done.
I'd definitely, even if you had to, I'd cut my fucking finger.
How invasive, how crazy was the surgery? Like, was it?
It was simple? Pretty quick, honestly. So they put me in the room. They ended up numbing the hand, you know, with a bunch of stuff. And I think they gave me like, I don't know if they gave me anesthesia or something, but they gave me like something to just like, you know, not feel anything.
Yeah.
I think they, like, freeze the shit out of the hand.
They probably, like, IV'd you with some, like,
I was IV'd. I was in there, and, yeah, my partner at the time was in the waiting room while I was getting the surgery done, and I think it was in and out, like, 2 hours. I came out all loopy, and I was like, yeah, man, I cannot go into work today.
I feel
and
like, from a surgeon's perspective, it can't be that hard.
No, it was
oh, yeah. Easy. It's, you know, just, like, getting just a gnarly splinter out.
Yeah.
The funniest thing, though, is, they end up getting it out, and he shows it to me. He's like, is this it? I'm like, that's that motherfucker. And dude, it was the smallest thing, but it hurt like hell. Wow. When I finally got it out. And they let me keep it too. I said, can I take this home? They put it in like a specimen jar. I took it home and it just rattled it.
That's cool.
I ended up bringing it to like, I think I brought it in one day. It's like a show and tell thing.
Wear
like,
it on a chain.
Yeah. I mean, if I find that, honestly, it's probably one of my storage units, but
dude, you should just get it fitted to be like a baller ass ring.
It's a
fucking gnarly story.
Yeah, dude, that's crazy.
That's a crazy injury.
Yeah, that was probably the worst one. But yeah, I had to get surgery. That was, yeah, I repressed that memory.
That's nice.
That's why I never told you. That shit was crazy, man.
Well, Jeff, I mean, I don't know what else to ask you, to be honest.
Yeah, dude, I feel like there's no top in that.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to end.
I would like to thank you so much for coming on and being a beast in the kitchen.
It's been awesome.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, we'll have to get you on again because that was pretty good.
Yeah, dude.
Unlike some people that have come on the podcast. No, I'm fucking joking.
All of our guests have been great.
Yeah, they all dope. Some better than others, though.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just kidding, Dale.
You might give a quick shout out?
No.
Yeah, go.
Shout out my boy, Tim DeAngelis.
Yo, shout out Timmy D.
Timmy D.
Shouts out, dude. Yeah.
Big fan of the pod.
Shout out to my girlfriend, Danny.
Yo, shout out to Danny.
She makes me cook all this shit. You know, celiac, gluten-free now.
Yeah.
Getting me on that route.
Yep. Ain't no bread in here.
Yeah. Shout out James Mark.
Shout out James. Mark. A real one indeed.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, when does this pod drop? Next week, dude? Like,
it's all up to you, bro.
North and Big King are like almost done. So, yeah. I mean, shout out to both of those places.
Real talk.
I will say this one thing as I last, you know, North, as hard as it was, you know, it's the reason I can stand on my 2 feet. Today in a kitchen.
No doubt.
I really appreciate all the experience I got through there.
Hell yeah.
The place has been James great.
They're a pretty nice big three for you of Providence restaurants. Yeah. I mean, restaurants, you know, companies, whatever companies, you want to call it. Yeah.
I've had good companies, you know, since I've been up here.
Dairy Queen.
You know, I'm very, the DQ. DQ Lounge.
Fuck Greg Abbott.
Yeah, fuck Greg Abbott.
Straight up.
Not Jim Abbott. I just want to make that clear to everyone. Jim Abbott, I'm pretty sure he's a pretty, like, dope ass dude.
Yeah, he's probably fine. Greg, though, nah, fuck Greg.
He's mid.
Fuck Greg Abbott.
Yeah, he's straight up mid.
Absolutely not bussing.
Yeah. Oh, God. No, facts.
All right, we out, dude.
Yeah, I'm Max Messier-Richter.
I'm Dan Connor.
And I'm Jeff Ponzio.
The Ponds. And this is the Rags to Dishes podcast.
This is what's behind the scenes. Cooking in the kitchen, everybody, where we eat all. Rags to Dishes. Stories from the kitchen. Kitchen roll, throw it, get it.